قالوا الله تعالى بغنى المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلهم تتقون صدق الله العظيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with Ramadan, he has given it to us for a certain purpose, objective, and that objective is taqwa. The importance of taqwa we can ascertain from this point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all 30 days as a unique separate days in this year with a unique ibadah, unique worship. Now taqwa in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given us a task, a duty, a mission. We have to attain, obtain, receive taqwa. Now the signs of taqwa, that has taqwa come into me? Is it developing? Am I acquiring it? We discussed this before. That an improvement, change comes into iman. The salah becomes stronger, better, and miserliness comes out of life, and a person is prepared to and wants to spend in the way of Allah, the path of Allah. And bigger than this, an azim, great sign of taqwa, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, just as the master of the two worlds, he mentioned in Sha'ban, which one of the companions radiallahu anhu narrated, and he said that this month is the great month. And then he mentioned the fadail, the virtues, and the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in this month. And within that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and it is shahru sabr, and that leads to paradise. So sabr, it stated sabr, this month is for sabr, for acquiring sabr, developing sabr, demonstrating sabr. And sabr is a great quality, a great characteristic in a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives the reward for this direct paradise. Now sabr is the soul of taqwa. Sabr is the soul of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this whole month to us. In reality, Ramadan, the real ruh, soul of Ramadan, the fast is sabr. Look, if we take fasting, now it is all based and dependent on sabr. The whole ibadah, fast is based on sabr. In other words, sabr has a great importance in the deen. It's a pillar of taqwa. To become a muttaqi is the biggest sign. And the people who become muttaqi, yes, totally, if they're muttaqis, then they completely have this quality of sabr within them. Otherwise, without this, taqwa is not complete. It is not complete if you don't have sabr. So this is the, Allah Ta'ala has said that fast is in the form of sabr. Sabr is demonstrating the fast. What is sabr? That in our lives that we are living, for example, sabr, you can compare it to the similarity, you could say, similitude of a boat, up and down, left and right. Life is not constant. It's not consistent. Sadness, happiness, calamities, difficulties, problems, all different moments and phases Allah gives. We don't know what the next phase is to come. So this is a boat which is in a severe storm, you could say, that we cannot control. And the ocean of life, the boat is sailing in this. So how do we control this? How do we steer this? And
with what assistance can we live our life? If life is the boat in the storm in the ocean, the journey of life, yes, then what do we need to do? How can we control that steer? Allah Ta'ala has given us a great assistance of sabr. Sabr can help steer and control the boat of life. Yes, and a person who has sabr, he with ease, he spends his life smoothly. But a person who doesn't have sabr, even 3 years of life to live is difficulty. One illness for that person is extremely difficult problem. So this is a great reward of Allah, sabr, that if a person doesn't have sabr in life, then he is already immersed in a punishment, the punishment in life, in the dunya, anxiety, no satisfaction, not content. And there are calamities, problems in life. How can it be that, for example, a person, if he's living life, there are always issues. So we have to live in this world. We have to spend our time in this world. We have to live our lives. So to go through the problems, the difficulties, the issues, the way to pass through all of these is to have sabr, to demonstrate sabr. And to practice sabr, subhanAllah, to have endurance, perseverance, persistence. Yeah, this is the problem we have now around us, a small problem. Many problems come in life. So if we take a person, like for example, we have Ramadan, life becomes unusual, eating, drinking, waking up, sleeping, work, occupation, friendships, relationships, all of the life trends change, don't they? Yeah, this is the ibadah of fasting, the whole life schedule and trend, and all the tactics change, the eating times change, and fasting isn't just in this country where there's a cool climate or rain. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on His hikmah, sometimes it's 20 hours fast or 23 hours or 15 hours or less. Sometimes it's a cool climate. Somewhere is extreme hot temperature, 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, I mean 120 degrees Fahrenheit. We've heard this. So this is part of life. And even my city, home city, was extremely hot climate. So everywhere, the conditions, the tests of the fast are different. Not that the fasting conditions here, and if we, for example, have the fast the same way in Pakistan or in Africa or in the USA or in the poles. No, everywhere geographically is different. The state of the fast, different conditions, experiences, and this is the wisdom of Allah. In the same way, the life of a human being, the phases are different. Somebody has a problem in a certain way, some has this depressing situation, someone has a different difficulty. But in all the states, you will need to have the sabr, patience, perseverance, endurance. So sabr, 18, 20 hours long fast, and if it's hot, Fahrenheit, 100, 120, 110, and then lengthy days, lengthy fasts, long fasts, 18, 19 hours fasting. This is a big test, a big reality, severe. So how does a person's fast pass? It's thirst, hunger, and a person feels hot. And the order also is you have to work. You can't just sit at home. Yeah, and people who work, employees have to go to employment. The farmer's got to go to his farm. The shopkeeper's got to open his business. Everyone's got to continue in his earning. Nothing stops. Not that you just sit at home and you're on holiday. So the time passes with one assistance. And the logic behind that is one, whether it's a long fast or a short fast. And what is that factor that assists the fast? Is sabr. We say, oh, it's a long fast, it was so hot, and after keeping all the fast, then a person, he presents his desire, and he says, oh, I enjoy Ramadan. And a person, when he passes through such a difficult Ramadan, he says, I feel good. Rather, he should feel down, I was in a difficult time, it was very severe. But no, he has a nur, a light within him, he has a desire that, I want to get the next Ramadan like this, even if it's hot like this, we're going to keep the fast again. We're looking forward to fasting again. So, this is the it's a severe conditions, but it allows us to pass the time with ease and smoothness. And what allows us to do that? Sabr. If we don't have sabr within the fast, then not even a second could we last in hunger and thirst at home, etc. Sabr has allowed us to keep the fast, and due to sabr we have gone through that fast. So it's such a brilliant assistant. Allah has given a hint that our life, it is not the palace of happiness. Sadness, happiness go side by side. If you want to live the life smoothly, nicely, then you need sabr to assist you. Sabr will allow us to live our lives nicely. smoothly. So Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to keep fast for this reason. Allah says that our fasting is here to enable us to develop taqwa. And Ramadan allows us to practice and develop taqwa. We're hungry, thirsty, at home or outside, conditions are severe, circumstances are difficult. But Allah says demonstrate sabr. So what is sabr? So from fasting, we'll realize, it's stated that in fasting, we'll realize and learn what is sabr. Sabr. Sabr is that we should have yaqeen that this is the order of Allah. Allah has ordered us to fast, don't drink water, don't eat food, don't do this action, refrain from X, Y, Z. This is Allah Ta'ala's order. This is Allah's order. So whatever we do, we have to do what Allah Ta'ala said. If we don't do this, Allah will be unhappy with us. If we break the fast, or if we disobey Allah in the state of fast, or if we don't keep the fast. This is the feeling, the emotion, isn't it? So we now we need to understand what is sabr. In other words, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukam, order, we are accepting it and we are physically implementing it. We accept there are difficulties, there will be sorrow maybe, there may be a severe difficulty, there will be hunger, thirst, heat. We accept all this and we embrace all this, and after embracing, accepting this, we endure this. We demonstrate patience and endurance, and we take the assistance of what? That in this I will not do such an action in this time to make this difficulty distant. I will not do any action which will take me far from the ahkam of the sharia. Subhanallah. In other words, I, in the state of fasting, will not do any action, whether I feel hot, whether I feel thirsty, whether I feel hungry. Okay, Allah's orders here, it's come from Allah, this order. Allah's given me the fast, Allah's given these conditions. So I, in no way at all, will I compromise. In a way, I will not finish the fast, I will not do wrong, I will not compromise on my hunger, thirst, or any other condition that I feel bad that the Sharia has not allowed me to. I will pass through the time in this same way. It doesn't matter what occurs. So to accept this feeling that I will at this time pass it according to Allah's orders and His ahkams, and I will not allow this condition or feeling to be compromised by any non-Sharia action. In other words, I'm thirsty, I won't drink water. If I'm hungry, I will not eat food. I feel hot, doesn't matter what happens, I will not compromise the fast. I won't do any action that will disturb my fast. So when you take the assistance of Sharia, accept Allah's order, to accept Allah's order in all these circumstances with us is called sabr. Yes, so in life, if illness comes, difficulties comes, problems come, your conditions go negative maybe, and you get poverty or tightness in the life, we have to persevere, we have to endure, we have to accept that this everything is from Allah. I will not take or adopt any non-Sharia action to cancel or annul or distant from me, make distant from me the difficulty of God, because this will be against Allah's order, Allah's preference. When in this way we accept the problems, when we accept illness in our life, that I'm not going to do something wrong. In other words, there's a sickness. And for example, you have an option, eat haram, your illness will go. You say, it doesn't matter whether illness or not, I won't consume haram. It was Allah's order. So, therefore, don't adopt anything in life, don't implement anything in life which is against Sharia. That is called sabr. Yes, if a problem has, a person has an issue, difficulty, he demonstrates sabr. And in the difficult state, he demonstrates sabr. He stops. He prevents the implementation of his desires. I won't do non-Sharia actions to end my problem. I won't implement actions that will against Sharia to end my problem. For example, business not flourishing. It's not somebody gives you advice. Take interest, no problem. You got young children. What difference does it make? Take interest, riba. Your wealth will increase. You'll succeed. You say, "There's more happens," but I won't take interest. I won't run my business based on interest. Even if difficult times come, destitution comes, I will persevere through the hardship, but I won't take interest. What have you done there? You've demonstrated sabr, patience, endurance, sabr. And so fast teachers is, "I'm thirsty, I won't drink water." So this is sabr, that I will not allow or bring in any non-sharia action in my life to compromise the difficulties that I have. That I cannot remove the difficulties of my life via non-sharia actions to endure that. And this is the highest state of step of taqwa. This hadith Qudsi, Rabbul Izzat Allah states that if my servant is experiencing problems and he asks from me, in other words, he comes to me, Allah says, yes, and he has a difficulty, a problem, a worry, a distress, whatever. He doesn't go anywhere else. And he asks from me, in other words, that he stays within the boundary of my sharia. This is what he means, isn't it? That he stays within the boundary of my sharia, that whatever Allah will change my state, my circumstances, and he doesn't transgress the boundary of sharia. And our whole life, isn't it like this? There are problems at home, arguments, disputes, always. It's not always a bed of roses at home. Sometimes the wife's against husband, sometimes the husband's against something, the children against, or the mother-in-law, father-in-law. The life is not a bed of roses. It's a compact life. So how do we live the life in that state, whether it's a woman or a man? How do we pass our lives? A person who lives his life in this way, that Allah Sharia, according to Allah Sharia, he keeps his state and condition within the Sharia hudud boundary. He doesn't break that boundary of Sharia to ease his problems. He says, okay, no problem. Allah's given me these conditions and circumstances. I will ask from Allah. And he perseveres, endures patiently the problems, the difficulties. This is called sabr. If he starts to make noise and the husband is not good, or to speak bad, or go here in the streets, tell others if there's an argument with the wife, to speak up that my wife ill to others, look, there's dhulam on me, oppression, she does this and that, look what she's doing, my children are this and that. To make noise, then this is against sabr. Yes, to make a clamor, it's against sabr. The hadith Qudsi says that when a person is in a problem or a difficulty in difficult circumstances at home, children, wife, husband, then what should happen? Then Allah says he should ask me. If he turns to me and he stays within my sharia, he doesn't do non-sharia actions, un-Islamic actions, sinful actions. He doesn't try to end his difficulty via non-sharia methods with anger or wasteful discussion. No, rather what? He demonstrates sabr. Rather silently he perseveres. Because obviously there is a difficulty in persevering, obviously during fasting, hunger, thirst. We persevere, there's difficulty, isn't it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says that his condition, his difficulty, his state, that if he perseveres and he takes my assistance and he stays within my sharia, and he doesn't make noise or complain or criticize or go to someone, and he stays within the hudud and he turns to me, Allah says, then that even if he doesn't ask for me, he doesn't even say anything to me, but Allah says that I continue to accept his dua, subhanAllah. Tell me, he comes mujibud da'wad. Such people are in difficulty, but they don't complain to anyone. They don't go and cry to anyone. They turn to their Rabb, their Lord, subhanAllah. And he stated, Allah says, that in the heavens, I open the doors for him in the skies, in the heavens. But if he goes and adopts the wrong method to remove his problem difficulty that I've given, he makes noise, clamor, complains, cries out, does non-sharia actions against the principles of deen and criminal actions. Allah says, then all the doors in the heavens are closed for him. They're closed, shut. And his difficulty increases. His difficulty increases. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu narrated that when a person of iman, a mu'min, a believer, when he became ill, there are different types of illness, there are severe illnesses, they're all illnesses. Headache is an illness, that can be severe. If there's stomach ache, that can be severe. But the person with headache, he will think the stomach ache person is less problem. The stomach ache person, he will think the other person is less. The person who has toothache, that's a very extreme pain, difficulty. So when, and this is the life, they stated that when a person of iman, when Allah Ta'ala puts that person into a problem, illness, then I give the person the hukam on the left side. SubhanAllah, if he has sabr, then he has no worries. He said, Allah Ta'ala will give me the solution. He does dua to Allah. Yeah, he doesn't have a worry. He turns to Allah. Then he stated that that his left shoulder, Allah says, I order his left shoulder that don't record any sin. And to the right shoulder, to the angel on the right shoulder, order that continue to record his good deeds. SubhanAllah. A person who is occupied in an illness, Allah stops the recording of any sin, of any issue. So another hadith, mashallah, that when a servant of Allah, when his illness has overtaken him, obviously it's difficult, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends two angels to that person in the state of that illness. They go and see, I've made him sick, ill. Is he adopting sabr? Or is he making noise, complaining, criticizing via non-sharia actions? Is he trying to get rid of or remove his illness and sickness via non-sharia actions, non-sharia principles? Or is he turning to Allah and saying, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah's will? So the angels come, they inspect, they return and give the news to Allah, the message Allah. He hasn't adopted any non-sharia action and he hasn't complained. Rather, the illness that you gave to him, he is persevering through the illness, enduring patiently, but he's not doing any action against sharia to try to remove his sickness. He hasn't crying, complaining, he hasn't made a noise in society. Allah says, give him good news that I will give you such health, such I will look after you nicely, your flesh and your blood nicely, that you cannot even imagine. In other words, health complete I will give to you. Your flesh and blood, your body, all the things that have been wasted in this illness, I will give you in a better way, a beautiful way, the reward, because you've adopted sabr. And on top of that, all the sabr that you've demonstrated during this sickness, all of your sins I will remove, Allah says. And if in your destiny is written that due to this sickness you die, then Allah says, don't worry, I will open the doors of paradise for you. Directly you'll go into paradise, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that when an individual, if he is sick for a night, during the night, one night, and for the sake of Allah, he demonstrates patience, endurance, he doesn't go out of the boundary of sharia, and he doesn't do anything wrong, he stays within the boundary, the circle of sharia, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free him from the sins, just like he's just born in, from the womb of the mother, like a new baby. So this is, who has no sin. So this is the example of sabr. Sabr is the ruh of fasting. It is the soul of fasting. Ramadan makes us practice sabr. And sabr that will give the thawab of Jannah. Allah says, direct paradise is the reward of sabr. When a fasting person is free from fast, he breaks the fast, and his hunger, thirst, and the difficulties he had during the day, and according to the sharia, he doesn't break that, break those principles, the laws of Allah, and he continues to endure and persevere. Eventually evening comes when he breaks the fast, when he was to break the fast, subhanAllah. Subhanallah, when he breaks the fast, then as soon as he takes the date and the water and he puts them into his mouth, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of paradise. So this is the fast from morning to evening. But the people who live their lives, the whole lives with sabr, yes, to live the life with sabr, a person lives their life with sabr, and this is the pillar of his life, principle of life, just like during fasting, and he continues, he should do that during the rest of his life. So when his real fast will break, in other words, the time of death, subhanAllah, when does his fast break? The person who lives the life correctly, it's at the time of maut, death, just like we break the fast at Maghrib time, sunset, but the real fast of life, when does that break? At the time of death. So if he lived his life patiently, endurance, and he lived a life correctly, just like we do during the fasting day, that he didn't do any non-sharia action, he didn't break the fast of life, and he lived his life patiently, and he persevered through difficulty, problems, sorrows, and calamities, then that, yes, that definitely one day the life fast will break. And what will that break? At the time of death. And when death will come, and the life fast will break, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call out, subhanAllah, that you are the person of sabr. And the meaning of one hadith is such that there will be the plane of resurrection, accounting, reckoning, lots of people will be accounted for. There will be such a jama'ah, group of people, they will be taken direct to the doors of paradise. The door of paradise will say, hey, how did you come here? How did you bypass everything? Hisab is happening, reckoning, accountancy for your deeds. How can you come here to enter into paradise? They'll say, who are you to stop us? Look at this. We are those people in the dunya. We had sabr, we endured the problems, the difficulties, we had sabr. Allah Ta'ala said to us about, if we demonstrated sabr, that those who are sabir, direct into paradise. This is Allah's order. Here, we have the passport, we have the permit, that those who adopt sabr, straight into Jannah, then the door will step back. Oh, you are the sabreen, go into paradise. Who can stop you? Go into paradise. Paradise is waiting for you. And the palaces, your mansions are waiting for you, the comforts, the luxuries. and the gardens are waiting for you. Go into paradise. Who can stop you? Who can prevent you? You are the sabireen, those who demonstrated sabr. So my brothers, fasting, it teaches us the biggest lesson of sabr and sabr. The same point, لَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has come to develop taqwa into our lives so that we can become muttaqi. So what we need to see also is that every day, that have we persevered through the problems, the difficulties, the challenges of life? How are we demonstrating sabr? Are we doing non-shari actions during this time? Are we trying to solve our issues through un-Islamic actions, un-Islamic principles? Am I trying to solve my problems due to my anger and my modesty or through my words? Or try to remove this difficulty through this? Or do I leave it to Allah and I turn to Allah and do du'as and do the dhikr of Allah? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. This is a great reward of Ramadan, that if we can develop the emotion of sabr, and so that if we can understand this hukum order. Wa akhiru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبينا وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزوجاته وأهل بيته وصليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا وزيدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزلنا وغزلنا وجدنا وغطنا ومننا كل ذلك مننا اللهم ربنا هادنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة يا شافي المراد اشفى مرادنا يا شافي المراد اشفى مرادنا يا شافي المراد اشفى مرادنا اللهم اشفي مرضانا يا حي يا قيوم يا مديك نستعين اشفي اللهم اشفي مرضانا مرضى المسلمين اللهم اشفي مرضانا مرضى المسلمين يا حي يا قيوم يا مديك نستعين اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا اله الا انت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني سيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني سيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني سيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا 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 وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Okay.